For the Beaver Radio Network, Kevin Reed with head coach Brent Bolte. Coach, a game that had to start exactly as you would have scripted it. 2-3 and outs, 2 short fields, 2 touchdowns. You're up 14-0. Became a dogfight later, but your team was able to come up with a win.
Yeah, I thought we handled the circumstances pretty well. It's a tough trip going to Wayne, regardless of how you slice it up. It's long travel. You don't stay in the city of Wayne. We stayed in South Sioux City, so still had to get up and have a 45-50 minute bus ride over there. And starting at noon, obviously we're getting the kids up at 6 a.m. and just different part of your routine. But I thought our kids handled it really well. They had them handled the weather, which was kind of a misty, rainy game to start out, and handling pretty quiet crowd, not a huge crowd there. So we elected to defer, ended up kicking off, got them, 3 and out, like you said, got good field position. The offense did what they do and went down and got us a 2-score lead. And defensively, I thought we played really well. Bone's a really good quarterback. He does some good things, but, outside of a handful of just scramble drills where he hit some deep, deeper shots and obviously one big play that we wish we could have back. But, going down there, they're averaging upper 30s in terms of points. I thought we played pretty well defensively, so really happy. And then it got wild at the end. We turned the ball over where felt like, we left some scores out there offensively. We missed Draco early to go up, I think, 21-3 in the first half, which would have been a huge part of the game there. We got rocked pretty good and couldn't come down with it. And then, obviously, Bubba makes a big play. The kid made a heck of a good play, punching the ball out there in the fourth quarter. But what a difference that makes, too. You have a chance to go down and take a 3-score lead at that particular point. So we need to finish games. We need to, on both sides, offense go down and finish it, and defensively not, get a pick six and then turn around and give up a one-play drive for a touchdown. So there's some things to work on, but tough place to play, and not to mention they're a really good football team. So happy with the result, and get that, like I said, that sour taste of them out of your mouth after, letting one get away against Mankato on homecoming.
Pretty rare to say when a defense gives up 460 yards that they played well, but the defense did play well, especially in that fourth quarter. Again, they were able to get 2 interceptions, 1 run back for a touchdown, and they didn't just let Wayne State take the turnovers that they got and cash them in. So even though they gave up the yards, they kept Wayne State off the scoreboard for the most part.
Yeah, and I think in the game, they had 97 plays or something like that. So when you start breaking it down, 5 yards per play, I think there's going to be a lot of teams in the country that would be happy with that. And we need to do better. Like, you take that 70-yarder out, that's kind of been our Achilles heel. We've given up some big plays, and we got to fix that. But, I felt pretty good about what we were able to do. We got a goal line stand. We held them to field goals in the red zone, our field goal attempts, which they made. But I thought they, maybe we bent a little bit here and there. But for the most part, he goes 24-60 or whatever he was in the game. We limited him in the run game. We took away their run game, which they've been running the ball really efficiently. They had over 200 yards against Duluth the week before. So made him one-dimensional, and I think that paid off at the end. And, we hit the quarterback, and we were able to limit the run game. We just didn't give up a couple of those big scrambled plays, and that one chunky play at the end of the game. I felt like those guys played really hard and physical, and they played really well.
And to wrap up, Brandon Ault hits 10,000 yards, another milestone. How do you describe his career? It was just another good day for Brandon.
Yeah, I mean, he certainly had, a good day. I think looking back, he felt like he missed the one that we didn't end up scoring to Jake, and maybe the one to Draco. But I still think there were catchable balls, and he had one drop that Dell should have caught. That would have been a big, big play on that one as well, which, heck, looking back, he might have scored on that one. But Brandon played well. He managed the game, and we knew we were going to have to pass the ball. They're good up front on the defensive line. So, we kept grinding, and you have to be, balanced in this league to be able to set things up. So I thought he did a really nice job and kept grinding. And 10,000 yards is pretty ridiculous, right? And I know and understand that he's in his seventh year, but those other two years he barely got to play, one game and I think 2 games in the other year. So maybe, 2 games total or a game and a half. Pretty remarkable for what he's been able to do and the adversity he's been able to overcome.
Head coach Brent Bolte with us. We'll have more on the Corner Bar and Grill pregame show next on the Beaver Radio Network.